So we've been looking at the Sermon on the Mount, and I figured that it was going to be a moderately long halftime, but I still just kind of cut this back so it would be more like a devotional. But we're looking at the end of chapter 6 right now, chapter 6. Matthew 6, 19 to 34. Don't collect for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But collect for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The eye is the lamp of the body. If the eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. So if the light within you is darkness, how deep is that darkness? No one can be a slave of two masters, since either he will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot be slaves of God and of money. This is why I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you eat, what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Can any of you add a single cubit to his height by worrying? And why do you worry about clothes? Learn how the wildfires of the field grow. They don't labor or spin thread, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was adorned like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, won't he do much more for you? You have little faith, so don't worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For the idolaters seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we have your word to study. We'd ask you to bless us and go with us and help us to do just what you want us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So, once again, this is the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus had been teaching all over Israel. Crowds were gathering, and so he gave his first major sermon. And he talked about possessions, predominantly. First of all, wealth. The belief was that God showed his love for us by how much money we had. Therefore, if we were wealthy, God must love us. If we're poor, God must hate us. This is what they called in the United States the Protestant work ethic. It was the idea, because the people who had first come over, the Puritans and so on, had that same philosophy, that you could tell how pleased God was with you by your possessions and how much you had. But that's not really the way it works. So God says, or Jesus said, keep the treasure where it's safe. Put it in heaven. Do things that will keep your treasure safe in heaven. Do things that God will reward you for when you get to heaven. Now, the Pharisees had sinful eyes. It says, if your eye is light, then your whole body will be light. But if your eye is darkness, everything will be darkness. Well, their eyes were darkness. They were looking for possessions. They were looking at things in the wrong way. If your eye's on treasure, you miss God. If your eye's on God, you don't worry about treasure. He'll take care of you. And you can serve only one thing. Either you're serving possessions or you're serving God. You cannot serve both at the same time. Now, sometimes you go out and you work hard and you make a lot of money. But a lot of the people who do that give away the money. They take care of people. I've said this many times. God does not give me a lot of money because I'd probably keep it. He gives it to people that he knows will do with it what he wants done with it and give it away. Take care of people. Now, we take care of people in this church. That's what God called the church to do. We're serving the Lord. We're not hoarding that money and let it build up. And the next thing he talks about is anxiety. He says, don't worry about things. God knows what you need, and he will provide it. God feeds birds, and you're worth more than birds. God dresses flowers, and you're worth more than flowers. So you seek God first, and then everything else will follow on. That was actually the answer to our question of the week, which was, what does God tell us to seek? Tells us to seek him. Now, Pharisees, on the other hand, were seeking stuff. They wanted possessions. They wanted all kinds of things. Now, what that allowed them to do, because they had all this huge amount of money, was they could go out and they could play silly religious games. The rest of the people couldn't do that. They had to make a living so that they could feed their family and clothe them and all this kind of stuff. Now, God's not saying don't do that. Don't just wait for God to throw clothes at you or food or something. What he's saying is don't worry about it. He's telling the farmers, don't worry about your crops. If you're serving me, I'll make your crops come in right. And don't worry about things. And another thing is, don't worry about getting more better. You say, okay, whatever the Lord gives me, I'll take it. Because that's all I need. He knows what I need, and he'll give it to me. So what does this mean for us? Well, first of all, God shows love by caring, not by giving us treasure. He takes care of us. He makes sure that we're cared for. Worry shows a lack of trust in God. I've been told that so many times during my life because I worry so much. But it's true. If you worry, you're not trusting God. If you trust God, it'll all work out. Treasure may not actually be stuff. Treasure may be the pleasure of serving God. It may be helping other people and feeling good about it. You know how we felt over the summer giving food to those people who would come in. And they would say things like, this is the only food I've had in the last 3 days or whatever. That always made me feel real good. Okay, we didn't do much, but we did something. It may be that your treasure is the provision and protection of God. God takes care of us. That's a treasure. That's something that's special. And so we should be storing up credit with God for doing his will. When I get there, I want him to say, hi, Walt. Well done, good and faithful servant. I don't want him to say, you know, you barely made it in here, boy. You didn't do a very good job. Live with what he gives you. And don't worry about getting more. Take what God gives us the opportunity to have. And ask him for what you need. He says, if you ask me because you need it, I'll give it to you. I have actually said this about my motorcycle. I felt like I needed a motorcycle. Pat thought I was crazy. But God had something he wanted me to do with it. And so I needed a motorcycle. And God provided the means to get it. And he took good care of me with it. And he helped us to go out and lead people to know the Lord. ask for what you need. If you feel God's calling you into a particular area, say, okay, this is what I think I'll need. And then God will provide what you actually do need. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here today. We just ask you to bless us, go with us, help us to be good servants, and help us to always to show you to everybody we come in contact with. In Jesus' name, amen.